Hello, this is Harrow Geordie with another one of my occasional audio booths, and today I'm speaking to you from a bus. Nothing unusual about that, I suppose, until you realise that this is a very special type of bus, because this is the UK's first truly electric-only bus. It runs from Bletchley to Wolverton, and yes, you've guessed it, in the for the purposes of research, I'm doing the whole route, and it just so happens that I have two esteemed colleagues with me, and the first of which, of whom is going to talk to you now, Mr. Spec69, my old mucker, who's going to tell you more about the bus and how it works.
Okay, there's eight of these buses run throughout Milton Keynes. It's the biggest and longest route in Europe. It's the most intensely operated route in Europe. So this is a testbed, really, for the future of what I think is going to be the future of public transport in the UK, with a combination of maybe Google guidance or something like that, electric vehicles. It charges up at either end of the route. There's a pad. It sits on the pad. There's an electrode of some kind that picks up wirelessly from the pad, in fact. Transfers it somehow by some kind of magic I'd understand to the batteries, and up we go again for the next route, which I think all in all is about 8 miles long. So we'll see when we get to the other end of it. We just left Bletchley, we're going towards Milton Keynes Central and heading off towards the northern suburb of Wolverton, and here's back to Angus.
Could you describe how the bus looks?
The bus is actually a Wright Streetlight Max, so it looks kind of futuristic. So look at the size of a, I don't know if this means anything to anybody, sort of somewhere between a large Dart and a standard single decker. It's very curvaceous. It looks pretty kind of cool as far as buses go. It's got a big roof pod on the top. I'm not sure that's what that's for. I don't think it's for the batteries. It's might be for some kind of cooling. There seems to be a lot of cooling going on here anyway, so it might be down to that. Oh, I don't know, I might do some research. Anyway, I'll give back to
Angus. What about the inside of the bus? Is that
inside of the bus is standard Arriva. It's got turquoise seating, it's got lots of grey panels, it's got LED lighting, it's got lots of steps. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 steps to get from the front to the back.
So quite futuristic all in all.
Very futuristic.
So how long will this test route run for?
I do not know. This has been running since the end of January, I believe. So it's been running now for around 6 months. I came on here back in February when it first opened. And there weren't that many buses on it then. They've been delayed due to the weather getting across from Ireland, which is where they're made in Ballymena. Now there's a full complement on. We'll see how it goes over a long period of time. I think it's a longitudinal test, really.
Okay. Well, also with me on the bus is Freck65, who's come as a passenger, an interested passenger. So, tell me, how does this bus make you feel?
Very much like being sick every time I go over a bump. We're sitting on the back few seats, and the suspension is very soft and bouncy. And yeah, every time you go over a bump, you're like, oh, I want to be sick. That's about it. Otherwise, very funky.
It's quite different, though, isn't it? Because you don't. Well, for me personally, as someone who can't see at all, it's quite difficult to gauge how quickly you're going, because the engine note doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, you'd have to get to know what this engine sounds like as opposed to a diesel.
Yeah.
But I've got no idea how fast we're moving at all.
No, but these sleeping policemen are something else. There we go. Oh, well, so we're heading towards Milton Keynes now. But I just thought you might be interested in this bit. I may be back later on with some summing up thoughts, provided, of course, that I can keep hold of the contents of my stomach. This is Harrow Geordie signing off for now. Okay, so we're now back in Greater London again, and we're on a old-fashioned diesel bus, 182, going back up to Harrow Town Centre. And I have to say, from experiencing the future of bus travel, this feels like we're going back in time, for various reasons. The noise, just the fact that it's got a diesel engine, really. Pollution. We did have a chat to the driver of the the bus in Milton Keynes when we got off at Wolverton, to be fair, and he did say that they do have some reliability issues at the minute, but they're working to resolve those. So all in all, though, I'd say, you know, from a passenger's perspective, the electric bus is by far preferable.